I'm John from Unqualified Gamers. Hello, a podcast member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out other podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com. And get ready, because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. America, and all the ships at sea, coming to you live from the Legends Studios via the interwebs. It's a Legends Entertainment news stream. I'm Beef.
I'm Wing.
I'm Abby.
And these are the news for the week ending on November 26, 2015. And like the usual, we're going to geek out about TV, movies, and more. So, Beef, what time is it?
News time!
And in online media news, Felicia Day is doing something.
Mystery Science Theater 3000. She has signed on to be the, basically, what's-her-name's daughter. The evil guy who always watched the movies, his daughter, apparently.
I'm really good with that. I mean,
yeah,
that's perfect.
I mean, she gets the geeky, nerdy media.
Yes, she does. And let's face it, she's going to get all her following as well.
Oh, God,
so.
Yeah. That'll just be like, oh, pay us for more. Okay.
Yeah, so, okay, I agree with that. That's good casting. I'm excited about that. Can't wait.
Fox apparently has another show it's going to cancel soon. It's called Second Chance now. But it's basically RoboCop, and it's Second Chance used to be Looking Glass, used to be Frankenstein Code.
Do you just assume that they're going to cancel it, or
it's
do you
Fox?
Know
yeah,
that,
okay, no, it's okay. It's changed right. The name 3 times. They said it pretty much fits exactly in the RoboCop and $6 Million Man lineage, so it might have potential, but Fox will cancel it.
They might give it a second chance. Come on.
Oh my God. He'll be here with the puns all week.
I did it. Yes, I did it. I'm not even sorry.
Oops, Wing did it again.
Yes.
That's the creepiest image I've had in my head all week.
I'm not even sorry.
Apparently, Tremors TV show with Kevin Bacon.
Okay, we already had a Tremors TV show, so that's a revival with Kevin Bacon. Why not?
Like 20 years later or whatever?
Why not?
Well, he's done with the following and everything now, so why would he not hop on and do some lame TV?
It's his franchise anyway, so in the world of franchise, why not go back to Tremors? I'm sure there's something to do with, you know, special effect and TV now. Look at The Flash. We can do a lot now. So
I won't lie. I'll watch the first couple few. I'll give them that. That's my childhood.
I won't lie. I'll be curious. I'll watch a couple too. I mean,
no love for the Graboids?
Nope.
You even seen the first one?
No, I've seen the first one, and that's it. I know there are like 4 or 5
oh my God,
or
yeah.
Something. No.
You know, I don't need that many, but the first one is good. Second one.
No, I can't. I mean, the stupid girl on the pogo stick. I can't.
Oh my God,
no,
that was an awesome 80s,
nope.
Like.
No, she's right.
I can't get
she
into
is
it.
She's right, but
it's
still
can't.
Awesome. All right, new season of Luther within like a month.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I'm glad no one heard about this and it's just happening, so.
They're aggressive?
Yeah, Rob returns in 2 1-hour episodes next month, December 17th here in the United States.
I feel like I need to get on this bandwagon. I've never seen Luther, but I do like Idris Elba, so I feel like I should.
You only have maybe 12, Wing? Is it 12 episodes?
Yeah, something like that. I watched like the first 5, and it's really good.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Actually, it might be 18 if they talk about back in the season 3 finale back in 2013. So yeah, it's probably like 18 total episodes. You know, BBC, 6 really good episodes or so per season.
Yeah. Yeah.
Movie news, Hunger Games did what we expected it to do.
No, Hunger Games went way below expectation.
Yeah, but it still dominated the box office.
It did, but only 100 million. The last one did 128, the one before 158, the one before 152.
Oh.
So, yeah, thank God it's the last one, because, okay, it still made over 100 million, which, by no stretch of the imagination, it's not a failure, but did it get to expectation?
No.
Hell no.
Well, but it'll rebound a bit.
When was this released? Was it last weekend?
No, this was the first week. Yeah.
So it was like Thursday or something? Like last?
Yep.
But that's
I feel like a lot of people might be saving it for this holiday weekend, so I think it might go up. Like, More well, this week than you would think.
That's what they're talking about possibly for Star Wars 2, which we'll get to later, the thought process on that. But my biggest thing in this is Martian. Week 8 is still at number 7.
Yeah.
It's still making money.
I mean, it fell 3 spots, but it didn't. It's still made $4 million this last weekend.
Yeah, no, that's impressive. That is
other weird. Than Jurassic World, we haven't had one, and Jurassic World was just stupid huge and nostalgic. But other than that, we haven't had one do that.
No, we haven't. We hadn't. No, it's been a while. It's really
in
been a
30
while.
Number. What is it? The 33, which is in week 2, is already at number 9.
Yeah, some movie really didn't do well. What was it? I mean, The Night Before is the first weekend, and it made $9 million. I mean, ouch.
True. Yeah.
It cost 20.
Secret in their eyes. I don't. Whatever.
Yeah, The Secret in Their Eyes made $6 million. Yeah, that's rough too. So we'll see how all this go next week. I'm curious to see how Hunger Games do next week versus Spectre again. And Creed is up next week, and I'm hearing really good things.
Yeah,
about
that's
Creed.
Supposedly really good.
So we'll see how that goes. Jennifer Lawrence wants to direct her own project now, Project Delirium.
No.
The thing sounds interesting, but there's mention of it being a comedy in here, or she just says she wants to direct a comedy after this, but this is about the 60s experiments with LSD and shit.
Ooh, okay.
So it's, you know, a military facility, mid-60s, tested over 5,000 people. It's just, I don't know. It could be interesting, but how is she going to do it? Yeah, she's worked under Bryan Singer and a few other good people, but...
But she's also very young.
Yeah.
25. I was like, I don't know how old like directors usually are, but I feel like it's not 25.
Well, it's every age. Some people are just freaking talented and it's frustrating. Some people just don't have it. And some people think they can do it and they can't. I mean, Matt Damon tried to do it and he was really, really bad at it. Mm-hmm. Then Ben Affleck tried to do it and dear God, is the man's good at it. So, you know. You never know. Josh Trank is really young. Put Fantastic Four aside. Everything else he touched was pretty good. And Fantastic Four, let's be honest, he didn't direct half of this movie. So
we need to add The Town.
Oh, The Town is so good.
I know.
Well, and in this article, they talk about like there's a chance that she might also star in it. So I'm wondering if, especially at like 25, if you can star and direct a movie, it sounds like a lot for her.
She needs to focus on one or the other and
right.
do it for right now. I mean, if she wants to direct, by all means do it, but have a different star that you can direct and do that. Don't be the lead female role in your first directorial debut or whatever.
Yeah, give yourself a chance.
Okay. A Mummy reboot? With fucking Tom Cruise? Dude, stick to your Jack Reacher, Mission Impossible, Oblivion. What was the other really good one this year? Day After Tomorrow. Stick to that shit. Don't. Why? You're the new Brendan Fraser? Is that what you're telling me, Mr. Cruise?
Basically, they want to build the Universal Monster Universe around him. So that's why they're getting him. And they want Angelina Jolie to be Brian Frankenstein.
But I want Monster Squad. I want 1988 or 92's Monster Squad. If they're going to redo something and shit all over the big monster franchise, let's do Monster Squad again.
What is that? What is Monster Squad?
Oh, my God. Oh
For
my
the
God.
Youngins?
Yeah. No, but it was... It's
the cheesiest monster movie you've ever seen.
Is it like
you know
an
what?
Ensemble
1987,
cast?
Yeah, it was awesome. Wing,
it's a Shane Black movie. I know what it is.
Is it really a Shane Black movie?
It is
movie?
A Shane Black joint. Yes,
oh
it is.
Oh, my God. It's a group of young monster fanatics attempt to save their hometown from Count Dracula and his army of monsters. I loved it as a kid, all right?
Okay, fine.
No, whatever. But yeah, so Tom Cruise, The Mummy, reboot.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is good at everything he's touching right now. I'll give him a chance, but I'm not gonna wait in line. I'll wait for the reviews. It better be good.
Cruise is aiming to reunite with Edge of Tomorrow director Doug Liman on a sci-fi movie called Luna Park. I think we reported on that a while ago.
Yep.
But Liman is taking the director's chair on Gambit.
Yep. Yep. That's a good news too.
if it's done right. Gambit's my favorite X-Men, and I'm just scared.
It's the guy from Born and Edge of Tomorrow that's doing Gambit. That's already positive. It's not like a no name.
Okay.
It's positive. Come on.
Fine. Alien 5. Neil Blomkamp's shits that'll probably never get made. What the hell is his name? Michael Biehn was talking to someone and said that it would have focused on his character and Newt's character now grown up in like 27.
That would have been great. I want this movie.
I do too. I think it can exist in the same universe. I know that's my thing, haha, but I really think it can. Just Ridley Scott is never going to let it happen until he's not able to.
No, right now it's like, I'm doing my Prometheus and I'm calling it Alien. Uh-oh.
Alien Covenant.
Yeah.
Or Covent or whatever.
Covenant, yeah, you're right.
So sad. What about you? Any Alien interest?
I've only seen the first. I know I'm a terrible
human. '70s first?
The original.
With one Alien.
The original first. Right,
next time you've seen I the see best you in one. Person, yeah, shut up. Yes, but next time I see you in person, we have to watch Aliens.
But that's the only one in my brain, and so I can't even fathom like five Aliens away. I'm sure that it would make sense in like the whole scheme of the series, but like right now, I just can't. Like, why?
You just gotta watch Aliens.
But the first one is so good. Why would you? Know, why would you even make a second
Alien,
one? Like,
but
stop.
Alien 2 was phenomenal. Alien 2 is phenomenal. After that, it started going sideways.
I'm even
Wing,
skeptical
back me
about
up a
that.
Little bit.
The first one is fun because it's a little horror movie in
horror
space.
Movie, yes.
The second one is fun because they take that concept and they bring it to the next level with the army and a bunch
action.
Of aliens and
yeah.
action-y and all that. Those first two are really good. The other
After
ones...
that, it goes weird.
Yeah, the other ones are more artistic vision.
Three is okay in my mind because it was one of the first movies I saw at like an old-school art house theater, so it was kind of cool. And four is just so fucked up and weird that I'm okay with it, except for the last like 30 minutes
okay,
or 20 minutes.
Do the sequels have Sigourney Weaver?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then, okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You need to see, listen, you need to see at least Aliens. Sigourney Weaver is the most badass chick
okay,
on any planet.
Sigweave is like one of my favorite people. I love her, so I will watch
okay,
it.
Okay, at least Aliens. I'm calling an audible on that. Okay.
Yeah, if you're a fan of Sigourney Weaver, you need to see Aliens just for her performance. In
oh my
movie.
God, even, I guess, okay. if she likes Sigweave, she could check out Alien 3 and 4. 4 isn't as good, but 3, she tries to do
true,
some
she's
shit.
Really good, yeah.
Yeah.
True, she's really, really good.
Trailer dump.
Captain America Civil War! Yeah! That was
this
good.
This looks fucking amazing.
This looks phenomenal. This looks phenomenal.
Abby goes, is there something I missed? Did I miss some? I'm like, did you see Avengers 2?
Oh,
she goes,
no.
No. But, I mean, you know, I said, well, there's consequences from them using their powers all the time.
Womp,
so
womp,
this
womp.
This looks really good.
I don't know how I missed this, but I did.
It's going to be hard to see Captain America and Iron Man and shit, like, fight.
You have to understand. He's my friend.
So was I. Like, I got a tear there. I was like, oh, come on, Tony Stark, you fucking bastard. You don't mean it.
He does.
Yeah, he does. It's only because he misses his only kind of friend.
He's a fucking bastard. I agree. But he does mean it, I think.
No, for sure. I believe he thought they were friends. And I believe he still considers them friends. It's just, I can see both their points.
Sometimes friendship is hard.
Yeah, right. I can't believe I've put up with you for like 7 years now.
Has it been 7? It's been 7 years. Okay.
About that.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been putting up with me for a while.
Yeah. Barbershop, the next cut, now with more rappers and singers and artists.
Whatever.
I feel so mad about this.
Whatever. You put that in there, I was like, why? Why am I watching this?
Because it's
why?
The only other fucking trailer I found. I'm sorry.
I didn't even hear about the first one. Like,
you've never seen the first Barbershop?
Never.
There's a
bunch. Right,
it wasn't that good.
Okay.
But there's a bunch of barbershops.
Is there really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I'm an ass, too. I didn't know.
Yeah, and yeah. The first
when
one.
When did they come out?
The first one is okay. That's pretty much it.
A while ago for the first one.
The first one came out before the first Fantastic Four movie, because that's how I got this gig, so. That's how Tim Story got the gig for Fantastic Four based on the Barbershop movie. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're both looking at Wing. Like he's strange
what?
In the head.
What?
Yeah. The guy who directed Barbershop, the first movie, he got the gig to direct Fantastic Four, the
one with Chris Evans.
Chris Evans, yeah, and Jessica Alba, because of the barbershop.
Who looks horrible as a blonde, by the way.
Jessica Alba? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who cares? There's like Ian Griffith in there. Like,
I don't know who that is.
He's Mr. Fantastic, and I love him. Oh. But okay.
You're watching forever.
Star Wars. Force Awakens.
21 days.
21 days.
That's 3 weeks. God. That's 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks.
That someone slapped
I'm not
the back
even
of his head.
A Star Wars fan, but oh my God.
I know. That's the same way I am. Wing, we are going to have to try to watch the next two.
Yes, we do. We do. We do. We need to. We need to get that Star Wars. Star Wars.
Oh my God. Somebody get him a box of Kleenex. I think he's going to spill on himself.
Too late. So it's PG-13. Well,
good.
Yay.
That means some people are going to die. Maybe not kids, but.
That means it's going to be rough.
For space violence. Space violence.
Is that like space pirates?
I think so.
A little bit. A little bit. So, yay. And somebody said that Star Wars could do Avatar numbers.
Easy. This is the bet you and Op had. This could. Look at the first numbers. Look at the.
Pre-sales.
And like they're saying, if you read this whole long-ass article I threw in here, the next, where is it? I just want to read the one or two lines. Only 18% of students will be out of school on opening day, Friday, December 18th. That number will climb to 80% for December 21st to 25th and be at essentially 100% from December 28th to January 1st, Hollis explained. So basically, could the second week top the first?
Maybe.
The answer is probably not, but realistically, this is one of those movies that people are going to go, oh, I got to go four times. I might go twice or three times in the theater if it's that good.
I know a bunch of people who already have their tickets.
Oh, I do too.
It's...
They crashed, yeah. This shit crashed,
yeah.
Fandango and all those other ticketing mm-hmm. sites. So it could easily do Avatar numbers and it could bust, it could break first and second weekend records all across the board. And if it does that, breaks first weekend records, and then does second weekend super damage, nothing will beat it. Not for years to come.
Agreed.
It's Star Wars. I have no interest in Star Wars usually.
And
but
if
I'm
this one is really good, the next one can beat it.
Right. That's what I mean. That's about all that will have any chance.
But this one needs to be really good. If it's not, not a chance in the world.
Nope. But even the spin-offs, though, the spin-offs, if those are even decent, will revitalize it in between every one of these, whether they're a flop or not.
Yeah, we'll see how that works. Oh.
But see, like, I know, blasphemy, but I like the prequels, and
I'm gritting my teeth for everyone out there.
I know.
I have no care for either of them.
I'm with you. The only prequels I don't like is the second one, so.
But, like, I feel like because of that, I have so much hope for this one because it's like, oh, like, I know it's another modern take on Star Wars, and I'm totally behind it.
But that's, to me, it's not. It is a modern take, yes, because obviously it's now, but he gets it. You see the previews of this, and you see the trailers, and you see all the behind-the-scenes shit. They built the Millennium Falcon. A lot of this shit is practical. BB-8 is, for the most part, a practical effect that they had for a little while and stuff like that. Like, it seems more real to me. Like, you even watch the trailers of the prequels and they seem CGI heavy.
Yeah.
This is CGI heavy, but it's, like I said, same thing with the movie 2 weeks from now or whenever Wing releases it. It's playing advantage on 10 years later tech. So that could be, and as long as they don't stick a Jar Jar Binks in here, I'll be fine.
Well, of course not, but have you seen the Clone Wars? Like, have you watched the Clone Wars?
Not all of
the cartoon?
It, but I am watching.
Okay, good.
What's
good.
The other one?
Rebels.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rebels is like, really good.
That's on my watch it on Turkey Day weekend. So by the time this gets released, I should have watched it all.
Nice.
It's really good. This season is really really fun. Lots of like setups, and if you watch the Clone Wars, there's a character that comes straight from there. So that's really fun.
Yep, and basically they just redid the New Hope again.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm okay with.
Yeah.
So, any more news, or is that it for the news?
That's a slow news week. Star Wars is coming. Come on.
It's a slow news week, because I had to add it all.
Thank you, Beef.
Whatever, Wing. I'd say you buy me a beer in a week, but that's still up for debate.
We'll work on that.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Abby, thank you for joining
us. Thank you for joining us.
Whoop.
Yay!
Thank you for listening. If you want to leave us feedback, go to GunnaGeek.com, where you'll find all our contact information as well as our other shows. You can also visit LegendsPodcast.com, where you'll find our complete archives. The music heard on this podcast is by Kevin MacLeod and can be found at Incompetech.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of each individual host and do not represent Legends Stream Canada or GunnaGeek Networks. No infringement is intended, and no infringements are intended.